So as we begin this sitting, I'd like to emphasize that the core insight the Buddha had that opened the path of practice for him to liberation was seeing change, seeing the changing nature of phenomena, of experience. And what's remarkable about it is that everything changes in our experience. And if our experience, the personal way we experience ourselves and the world, if we don't stay close to the change, chances are we're involved in some kind of holding on, some kind of clinging, some kind of contracting or hardening. That doesn't feel like it's changing. It feels kind of hard and maybe even solid. And the more we are at ease, relaxed, peaceful, and alert, the more we can notice that things are changing, except for what doesn't. And for what doesn't in our experience, not in the world out there, but in our personal subjective experience of it all, if it doesn't seem to be change, if it seems solidified, or that can be what we bring our attention to. Hold it gently, tenderly, peacefully. What doesn't change? Until you see change. You see it maybe coming and going, or fading and reappearing, either in itself or in the knowing of it. And slowly over time, what seems solid, contracted, will join the flow of change in constancy. And if the flow of change seems prominent and close at hand, let yourself float on that. Let yourself be close to it. Until there seems to be something which is not changing. And then gently, quietly, peacefully, acceptingly, hold that in awareness. And perhaps the default place of feeling change, experiencing change, seeing changing phenomena is in the breathing. Or in body sensations. But with breathing, the coming and going of the inhale, coming and going of the exhale, and if other things come and go more strongly, open to that. Relax into the changing quality of experience. And if it doesn't change, open to that. Get close to that and feel it, be with it, where seeing it is respectful and caring. And sometimes in this world, coming and goings, changing nature, one of the advantages of staying close to this is you don't necessarily have to understand things, understand why they're there or what to do about them. There can be a deeper trust in being present for it all. Attuned to the changing nature of phenomena. Or bringing attention to the places where we depart from the change, where we get stuck or coagulated. this personal world of experience, how we experience there's change and what doesn't change. Resting in the change and bringing careful knowing and sensing to what doesn't change, wherever, whatever it is in our experience. And if you are troubled by anything, being troubled is part of this solidification, part of the leaving the world of change. And so it's possible to hold an awareness, this attitude or feeling of troubledness, until we see it too is of a changing nature. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. And for some of you, this will bring about change. Even me saying these words begins some new process of something changes in you. You might try having the attitude towards a change. Of course, it changes. Things are always changing. And that, of course, is a kind of stepping back and seeing, knowing the change, instead of being swept along in it, swept up in it. As I said last night in the talk, that the opening up to change, so we see change, we observe change, can happen when the mind is stable here, not wandering off, not getting caught up. And you have to remember that our practice, our concentration, our mindfulness also belongs to the world of change. Of course it changes. So sometimes we might be sitting very still and stable and can observe change in some clear way. And other times during the day, it might be, for all practical purposes, you're back to being a beginner. Things change, of course. And then you go back to doing beginning practice, whatever that is for you. The contentment, the sincerity of just practicing with what you have and how you are is the way. It's important not to try to be someplace you're not in practice. And even so, it might be interesting today for you to become a little bit more, quite a bit more observant of how much things change all the time. there might be plenty of times in the day when observing change is better than the alternative. And walking down the steps, already by the time you get to the steps, you find your mind wandering off and thinking about something. Or you can stay in the world of changing perceptions as you go down the steps. There's a lot of change in perspectives, what your eyes take in, your ears take in, your soles of your feet take in, your hands take in if you're holding the railing, what happens in your knees as you step down, the changes in your ankle. All kinds of, lots of, there's no shortage of change. And you can't be aware of all of it, of course, but you could begin to kind of be aligned or attuned to it, especially when the alternative is to, you know, think about something that you don't really need to think about. You've thought about it many times before. Thinking takes you out of your experience. And one of the things that can begin happening as we see change and see change, how the constancy of change, the movement of it, is how the mind will pull away from that by sometimes it resists something, and the resisting is a solidification, a reifying of something. For the time being, it just seems kind of like it's there and solid. So resisting, straining, expecting, wanting, glomming on to some concept idea. All these kind of glomming on, resisting, pushing, straining, those are the forces in the mind that tend to give the illusion of permanence, of solidity. And it's not a problem. To see it as a problem is one more solidification. Nothing's a problem, it's just something else to know, to sense, and to quiet. To feel the resistance with respect and care and love. To feel the strain, the solidification, the holding on. They're reaching for. The solidification of me, myself, and mine. The solidification of even being the practitioner, being the experiencer, can be felt, seen, known. So as for our announcements, probably at some point during each meal, before or after.
And I'd just like to remind those of you who have
It'd be good to glance
today,
at the bulletin board.
To please be
or any notes that might be there for you.
A few minutes early.
Chances are there won't be any, but
and please check your schedule. Might be. Enjoy your wonderful day of practice. Thank you.
And today for practice discussion, I'll see the second half. So between yesterday and today, I'm seeing everyone. And I'll be either on the forest deck or up on the deck, but just inside in the room there if it's raining. And if it is raining and you're waiting on the wooden walkway, you can step inside the door of the garage, right? That's right there, if it gets you out of the rain. And just keep an eye on the person leaving ahead of you. Thank you all.